I noted a match on the 23rd of February 1952, which I think must have been very soon after you came back from your stint in the RAF.
Yeah.
And because it's the first time I've got a note of you scoring that season, so that suggests that was that period. But you kicked a drop goal in a 14-0 defeat of Cardiff, which must have been a good way to come back.
Yep. If I close my eyes now, I can see the drop goal event. It sounds incredible, but it was the first time that we had beaten Cardiff, I think, since pre-war. And the crowd were absolutely ecstatic. My little effort was towards the end of the game, and Bledden Williams and Jackie Matthews were the two centres. Cliff Morgan, Rex Willis were the half-backs. Trott, I think, was full-back for Cardiff. And Trott fielded a ball underneath his own goalpost and tried to make touch. And I picked it up on the halfway line, right on the touch line. And I just saw an opportunity, and I ran about three steps and dropped a goal, you know, from about the 10-yard line, you know. It was a wonderful thrill. So, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I can remember that as though it was yesterday. But well, I can also
tell... So am I now. That must be something that you dream about still.
I dream about that, but I have nightmares probably the year before, when we lost 3-0 to Cardiff at King's Home. And all my fault. They kicked ahead down the touchline. And really and truly, as close as this, the goal line is there, the corner post is there, and the touchline is there. And I was coming across this way. The ball was bobbling down towards the goal line, and I side-footed it into touch. And it hopped over my foot together with a black and blue jersey. And they scored a try in the corner. God, I could have died that time. So that was the bad time. But the good time was the one you mentioned. Yeah. And the next year we beat them again.
Yes, indeed. You beat them 14-9. Yeah. And you got a conversion and a penalty in that one.
Oh, well, I don't remember. So, I mean, the drop goal to me was one of the creams.
In fact, going to that 1953, February 1953 win over Cardiff at King's Home, the previous week you'd won down at Swansea 10-8.
I was going to mention that too.
Well, Two goals. You kicked the two conversions, and they only converted one of their tries.
We always used to feel, perhaps we were paranoid about it, but we always used to feel that we didn't get good refereeing decisions down there. And it was the same that day at Swansea. And we won in spite of. And I had a couple of good conversions that day. Yeah. Well, you picked out some matches that I can remember.
I can also assure you from our research that it's now some 130 years of Gloucester teams saying we never get a decent referee decision in Wales.
So I just added to that, we feel we have some raw deals sometimes, and it always happened to be across the water, over the iron bridge, as we used to call it.
I also noticed, I was looking at the West Country Tour in 54. And when you played Exeter, Torquay and Teignmouth, fairly standard tour, won all the games. But you played in all three games, and then against Newport as soon as you got back from the tour. So it meant you actually played four games in 6 days. Try telling that to a player today.
that particular period of rugby, I had played another match on the Friday. Whether it was for the RAF, I think it probably was for the RAF, and I know I played four games in 5 days over that.
Well, if you played for the RAF the day before, it must be five games in 6 days.
Well, there we are.
Seven days.
I came home on the Friday night, and my brother was still alive then, and he had chicken pox, and he had about 4 spots. I didn't even realise he had chicken pox. I slept in the same bedroom with him because we always shared a bedroom, and played on this tour, and then played another match afterwards, whatever it was, and played, as I say, 4 or 5 games in the, an extra day plus. And I went back to my billet, and about a week later I developed a rash, and it was so bad they thought I had smallpox, and I was rushed off to Ely Hospital, and I was incarcerated in there for about a fortnight, and I had spots and scabs everywhere. And, well, you've just reminded me of that period in time which I'd forgotten all about. So whether I got the chicken pox very badly because I was run down with all this play, I don't know. Yeah, fancy you bringing that one out.
You didn't give it to the rest of the team anyway.
I can't recall it, no.
The 53 Easter tour, I think you missed it. You were touring the West Country with Barclays Bank instead.
Could be,
He played for Barclays Bank against Penzance.
Yeah, Penzance that year had lost about 3 matches all season. And we beat Penzance, which was quite surprising for Barclays Bank. They didn't win many matches. So they were very chuffed. And that was a highlight in the Barclays Bank rugby calendar.
So it was worth missing the Gloucester tour for once.
Well, if that was the case, I can't really remember it. But unless I was dropped by Gloucester, I don't know. It could have been.
No, I think there was a piece in the Citizen about you having to miss the Gloucester tour, despite the fact you've been a regular all season, because you're on tour instead with Barclays Bank.
Yeah. Well, job's a job, isn't it? You're a professional rugby player in the bank. Well, the bank was very good to me in there.
There was one other game I was going to ask you if you could remember, Mike, and that was in January 1955, so towards the end of your career, which was Gloucester 11, Leicester 9, when you did the trio of try, conversion and penalty.
Really? No. Sorry. It's just a blank. Just a blank. Sounds awful, doesn't it? It's not meant to be arrogant.
Well, no.
It's
just a try, conversion and penalty sounds pretty good to me.
As I say, those, as you were a kicker, you're more than halfway, aren't you? You've only got to score a try and you've got most of the points then.
Are there any other matches that particularly live on in your memory?
Oh gosh, I've already mentioned one when we played against Stroud and scored a couple of tries, and because we got engaged at lunchtime, everybody said, well, you ought to get him engaged again, madam. I don't know, there's so many matches that were great fun. Highlights such as that Cardiff match and Llanelli when we beat them with a drop goal right at the end to create a new club record. Those are little highlights, but every match you look forward. It didn't matter whether you were a regular player or not. When that team sheet went up on a Tuesday, or when it was Tuesdays, there'd be 20 guys who hoped they might be in the team round the notice board when it was put up, and you sort of, I'm in again. You know, you wanted to play. Yeah. You just wanted to play rugby for the fun of it. There was no money involved. There was no kudos. It was just you wanted to play. So I suppose we were amateurs.